This is Novel Marketing.
I'm James L. Rubart.
I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing but still want to become best-selling authors.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about a powerful and doable way to market yourself and your writing to complete strangers.
Dun, 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 dun.
So even if you're a total introvert, which I hear is a pretty common malady amongst, you know, people who sit at home alone in front of their computer writing stories with people in their head that talk to them.
It's true. There are a few authors out there who are introverts.
I actually feel bad for the extroverted writer. to be good at writing, you have to sit, you know, by yourself in front of a computer.
Yeah.
And to get your emotional batteries recharged, you got to get around people. So I guess you put on a lot of conferences.
Yeah, I guess you do. It's funny because a lot of people see me as an extrovert and my wife says, of course you're an extrovert. But really, I get my energy from being alone. And I love being alone with my computer for 6 hours, where a lot of people do not. But still, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm pretty gregarious in public. I'm not shy when I'm around people. But there are a lot of authors who go, boy, if I could drop the marketing thing tomorrow, I would do it, which is why we're doing this podcast.
So teach me your ways. What do you do? Let's say I'm really uncomfortable in front of crowds, which was totally true. Like, I used to hate being in front of people. I still, at conferences, I'm not the kind of person who will go up and, like, introduce myself to folks often.
Right, and not go up and start promoting yourself, right?
Right.
Right? And so I was thinking about this years ago, and so this is something I do, and it's been very effective for me in promoting myself and my own books. And I asked myself the question, how can introverts promote themselves without really starting the conversation? And so here's how I do it. What is the universal question that we ask across America and across the world? You meet a stranger.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? And so what I started doing when somebody would say, hey, how are you doing? I would start answering the question, wow, I got to tell you, I'm doing pretty good because the biggest dream of my life came true. And they would say, and so I do this like at the airport, right? When I'm checking in my baggage at the airport. Well, I got to tell you, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, biggest, now they're pretty curious.
Yeah, exactly. And so, of course, they're going to say, really? Well, what's your dream? Oh, gosh, since I was 11 years old, I've wanted to be a novelist. Really? And I got published. And oh, you're kidding me. That's so cool. Do you have a bookmark? Seriously. And
wow.
So, boom, you hand them a bookmark. You hand them a card. And suddenly, you've made a connection. Because our contention, Thomas's and my contention, is that the best form of marketing will always be word of mouth. So suddenly you've made a connection with this person. They take that bookmark and they're going to check out your books.
And you're doing it in a way that's not super salesy, especially
exactly.
If you're not doing it in a manipulative way. You need to be genuinely excited, I imagine.
Right, you do. That's a great point. But honestly, if you're a published author, take time to go, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I am actually a published author. Don't lose that wonder.
And if you're not excited about your book, you really shouldn't be promoting.
That's right.
Like, I know authors who've been promoting the same book for 2 years, and after a while, they start hating the book because they're constantly on the radio talking about it. And, you know, they're working on new stuff and they want to talk to people about new stuff. And once you get to that point, you know, that's when you need to go to your publisher and be like, hey, I know this book is still selling, but I think I would be happier and, you know, you would be wealthier making money off my books if, you know, I could start talking about the next book. So when can we get that one out?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I encourage you to try it. You're getting your haircut. Hey, how you doing? You know, this is somebody that you get your haircut. You know them. You have at least, maybe you go in once every 6 weeks or so. You have a relationship. How you doing? Try this. Go, oh, I got to tell you, boy, I can't believe it. My biggest dream came true. That's all you have to say. And they'll carry it the rest of the way for you.
So what do you do if you don't have your book yet? You know, if you're just working on your book.
You say it anyway.
I'm
working on my dream.
Which in itself is really encouraging because everybody has a dream.
Everybody has a dream.
To make it happen. So when they hear, wow, this guy cut his hair, you know, he's just a normal guy. He's making his dream happen. You know, that's motivating for me. And now I'm rooting for you. And now I'm rooting for me too. And so that's a win-win.
It's a win-win and it's a connection point. And the thing that's so important about that is you have to tell your story to everybody because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know a connection you're going to meet. I'm going to tell a story that's outside of publishing, but it just happened. So it's relevant for me. I have a friend who has come up with an absolutely phenomenal sub shop in a small town in Washington, And he really makes phenomenal subs. And so he's decided to franchise it. He's gone through all the 30 grand worth of setting up the franchise, the legal, the whole thing. So he is ready to go. So the magazine he's most excited about this these days is like Franchise America or whatever. So it's, you know, I didn't even know this existed, right? So it's this magazine for people who are doing franchises. It gives them tips and insights and marketing, all this kind of stuff. So he's reading this. He reads the editor-in-chief. She's got her email address. And so he figures, why not? Why not? And so he emails this gal, who's the editor-in-chief, just says, hey, I got to tell you, I love your magazine. It's given me so many ideas. We're just starting the franchise idea, but we're so excited about it. We're ready to get our first one. We're doing some edgy things with Green Dot Sub Shop, and just wanted to thank you for your magazine. She writes back within an hour, goes, wow, you're doing some edgy stuff. I'd like to hear about that. I'd like to do an interview with you. So he's just telling his story.
Right, right.
So you never know.
And enthusiasm is contagious.
Yes.
Especially when it's genuine enthusiasm. And if you doubt it, if you doubt me, go interact with a child sometime who's genuinely enthusiastic about Batman or, you know, something. And it's like, suddenly you're like, you may not have been that into Batman, but now you're going to watch the next movie because this kid will not shut up.
Yeah, and he draws you in.
Right, right.
It draws you in. I was on a plane last summer coming home. Love the story. So I'm on a plane coming home from a conference last June, and I sit next to this gal, and how are you doing? Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing? Well, gosh, I had actually just won an award on the way back. So I said, I got to tell you, a big dream came true. I run this. Oh, really? What for? Well, I'm an author and blah, 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 blah. So we start having this conversation. And really like this gal, so I gave her one of my books. And she says, okay, I promise you I'm going to read it. I promise you I'm going to read it, and I will get back to you with feedback. I never hear from her. Okay? July, August, September, October. In October, I get this phone call from a friend of mine. Jim, you're not going to believe it. I was on a plane, and I sat next to this gal, and I said I was an author, and she said, really? I was on a plane 6 months ago, and I met a guy named Jim Rubart. And she goes, And Chris goes, that's him. That's my friend. So to continue the story, Chris calls me and says, oh, my gosh, she loves your books. She's devouring your books. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. So my little how are you doing worked. Well, 2 weeks ago, I was in Red Robin in Woodinville, and the gal walks up to me. She saw me there. She goes, are you James L. Rubart? And I said, yes. And we had a connection point. But the point is, now this is a passionate fan of mine that is spreading the word.
Yeah, that is, and you're not really talking about your book. You're talking about your dream and your excitement.
Exactly.
And that separation from your dream makes it a little bit easier to promote. And you're sharing your story, and people are just into hearing enthusiastic,
exactly,
you know, stuff like that.
Because, like you said, they have their dream, and it inspires them to go after their dream.
And the mini tip inside of here is to give out your book like crazy. So I know authors who just. I know one author, he probably gives away 200 or 300 copies of his book. Like, he's just constantly handing out free copies. And because of that, he's written the kind of book that people do read, especially when he kind of sells it and is like, you got to read this. And almost, I would not be surprised if every two books he gives away, he sells another in a referral, and occasionally someone will buy a case. So if you've got that kind of viral book, you know, feel free to, as it comes up and people ask about it, it's a lot easier to just give them a copy of your book and sign it and say, here, than it is to try to get them to buy it. And then that gets more and more people talking about it.
It does. Every time I'm on a plane, I bring a book because I know I'm going to give away at least one book every plane ride, because that's what spreads it. I was in the library the other day, and I ran into the mom of one of my son's friends. And I just said, what the heck? And I said, hey, can I show you something? So I walk over to the fiction section of the library, and I point at the books, and I go, I don't know if you knew this. I wrote these. And she goes, you're kidding me. And she pulls them out, and she checks them out of the library. So it was not a hard thing to do. It wasn't
right.
A real extroverted thing to do.
Right.
But
you don't
now
have to become an Amway person.
You don't have to become an Amway person. You can simply tell your story. And then my wife and I ran into her at another party, and she goes, oh my gosh, I talked to the substitute teacher and she loves your books. And now I got to read your books. And so that was a very easy way. I think what happens a lot of times when we think about marketing, it's got to be these big, huge things. When sometimes it's that just small one-person contact
right.
That can start the wildfire.
And another way to think of this, and this is kind of grisly, but it's a very powerful metaphor, and that is you're patient zero for your idea virus. And you have to infect enough people to get the virus to take off. And if you're unwilling to infect people on a one-on-one basis, you know, if it's just going throughout your day, if people aren't getting infected with excitement about your book, it's much less likely that your book's going to go viral. And that's what everyone wants. They want everyone, their book to just spread like crazy. But any sickness needs what's called a critical mass to get started. And I hate that the metaphor is sicknesses. You know, the Bible used the metaphor of leaven and dough, but that's even worse because no one really knows how that works. I don't even know how that works. So, you know, it's a bacterial viral.
It's the avalanche. It's the avalanche has to get to a certain point before it has enough weight for that snowball to keep going.
Right, and then it starts to tumble. So I know it can be scary. And as a fellow introvert, I know that this is, you know, oh, I don't want to talk about my book, but just share your excitement.
Right.
And that excitement is contagious. And if you're wanting something to go viral, contagion is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Exactly. The Novel Marketing Podcast has been brought to you by Author Media. If you're ready to take your website beyond the next level, you should most definitely check out their new website packages, More Whistles, More Bells, and more affordable than they've ever been in the past. And you can get all the info on that at authormedia.com.
You've been listening to the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you novel ideas on how to promote yourself and your writing online, offline, and everywhere in between.